In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning. Jesus gives us the power to become children of God in our gospel reading for today. Children is a word that brings up many images for each of us, probably of our own childhood or our children. As I was putting up the Christmas tree this year, many memories of our three children flooded back from that tradition while they still lived at home. When the oldest was young, he was one very busy boy. I put the Christmas tree in the playpen, figuring it was the only place it would be safe. The next year, I decided that the Christmas tree should belong to the children, so I handmade felt ornaments with sequins and children's designs and purchased the big old-fashioned bubble lights. When we put the tree up, I wired the tree to the wall to keep it upright. After the tree was up and the bubble lights were on, they decorated it by themselves, often redecorating it several times a day. I was also careful to keep every treasure produced at school around Christmas time for the tree. They reminded us of past milestones. Reviewing the photos over the years, I noted that when they were young, all the ornaments tended to be at the bottom of the tree. As they became teenagers, the ornaments moved to the top and the bottom was bare. I also found they did not want any of those ornaments to change, except for a few that were taken when they were in preschool. One of the great treasures was an ornament made of a tennis ball that was spray-painted gold. That one lasted about 8 years before it rotted. The all-time favorites are a set of three felt Volkswagen Beetles in felt in different colors. There was always a great debate over which one belonged to who and who got to hang them. Generally, there was a truce with each child hanging one. When I put those cars on the tree this year, I remembered those many joyful hours with their tree. Sometimes I have more than one tree up, but that one is always the favorite. Obviously, these were treasured happy times with our children. Strong relationships hinge on shared experiences, especially those that bring us closer together. The relationship of a parent and child is the only relationship that every one of us has. We all had parents, even if we do not have children. So when God mentions we become children of God in the gospel lesson today, we probably have assumptions about his meaning. It is logical that we envision the parent-child relationship we personally know. God is most assuredly the ideal father, a father who works hard to provide for his family, as well as endure suffering, humiliation, and death to save his children. God is a parent who has labored hard consistently to provide a perfect environment for us. Consider the earth he created, how truly wonderful his creation is. We have not always been the best stewards of that gift, but it is a magnificent place to dwell. Not only does it work well, it is beautiful. We have all been given wealth in this creation beyond our imaginations. And when God finished, he gave us a few rules to live by, told us to keep in touch, and then went back to his home to wait for us. He has always watched over us, and for a time, he visibly jumped in to help out when we needed it. There were a few times when we had him on the edge of his patience, like the time of Noah. For a while there, especially in the desert, God met with his people through prophets. But for a long time now, he has made us individually responsible for ourselves. Each of us has been given the ultimate freedom of choice. This is the power John mentions. God put us in charge here, and then step back. not an easy thing now that I have been a parent for a while. He has given us all the tools we need to succeed and promises he will be there whenever we need him. But, and you knew there might be one but, right? In order for that individual unlimited credit card of support is issued, we have to do something. And John reminds us what that is. We must first believe. We must believe that God is God and Jesus is his son. By declaring our faith, we are adopted through Christ to become children of God and to share in his nature. We become part of God through Christ, and he becomes part of us. It is through this relationship with Christ that we become part of God. We become heirs to the kingdom along with Christ. This relationship is the essence of the good news. From time to time, we may fail in our goal of following Christ. In those times, we should remember the parable of the prodigal son and come home to the Father. Just as in the parable, God will always be there to rush out and greet us in joy and love. When we stray, he always wants us to rejoin the family. As children of God, we also share certain responsibilities. We are called to be co-redeemers with Christ. We are called to save others and make them children of God. We share the mission of the church. We are to live as Christians in our daily temporal lives, to have our daily lives reflect our faith and God's will. It is important that we understand that we, as children of God, are the church. We are to take that church out into the world around us every day in everything we do. As we move about interacting with others, they should feel the power of Christ within us. We should glow with it. I know this happens. I've experienced it in my life and work. Daily communication with our Heavenly Father is the foundation to a strong life of faith. Jesus stressed prayer in his time here on earth by example and word. He prayed with others, sought solitude to pray alone, and taught us how to pray with the Lord's Prayer. Establishing communication is central to a strong bond. It is so easy to do when you need something and times are hard, but so difficult to keep that pace up when you think you're doing such a good job of it and all is going well. Prayer helps us stay centered and focused on the important goals of life. Another thing Jesus thought was important was community. He did not send his followers out individually to individuals. He sent out groups to build groups. We are stronger when we work together, pooling our many talents. And as we are all children of God through our baptism, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. One huge family for sure, but all are meant to be one in the work of the Lord. We need to spend time together in play, as well as when we work and worship. Strong families do a lot of things together. They know each other well and support each other through the hard times and building the kingdom God calls us to assemble. This year, as we end the preparation of the season of Advent and set out on our Epiphany journey, I ask you to consider how you can be a better child of God. How can you work to make our church family stronger? Jesus calls you. Will you hear him?